All right.
We're joined now by Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Keady on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. And, well, coach, you can't get much better than what you've started. 21-0 and a third ranking in the Class 3A state rankings, a number one seed in the sub-state. I guess, first of all, let's just take that 20,000-foot overview of the regular season. I knew you – everybody knew you were going to have a good team, maybe even a very good team this year when it started, but did you ever think this of, 21-0 and really, heroes of late finding ways to win different ways through these games?
Yeah, and, I mean, obviously for just talking regular season, it's – a great accomplishment, and I'm really proud of our guys, for the way that they've kind of worked and played for each other all season long, start to finish. A lot of times you go through highs and lows during the season, and we've had that a little bit, just like every other team has, but we just kind of talked all year about being more process driven and not just outcome driven, and I would say probably the 21 wins so far would be like a byproduct of, the way that we've prepared, the kids' effort and their commitment to each other. And obviously going into the playoffs now, it doesn't change. But I think probably, most importantly, we've just tried to have a lot of fun along the way so far, and been blessed to have a group that, really enjoys competing together. They push each other every day, whether it be practice, games, or, they're just hanging out, and they've really embraced all of the challenges that, have come with the high expectations of having a good team. And the pressure has definitely been good, and we've welcomed it, and they've done really well so far.
You talk about the process, and I think you talked about that to me after the Monday night's game against Grinnell. Just talk about that process, if you would. What, I'm not trying to give away your secrets, but what do you think is different with this team that in years past about this process that you've been talking about all season?
We've got some great basketball players, and they've been getting better year after year. So what you've seen this year is obviously just kind of a continuation of everything that we've worked on with them since they've been on the varsity team. But I think that, just being able to go 21-0, the success, it starts with kind of a commitment to each other that we've had from the get-go. And we have a, group of guys that are, truly unselfish, and they definitely care more about the team overall than just individual stats. And I know that that's a hard thing these days, because everything they see in social media is all, about, a certain player and their dunks or crazy three-pointers or dribble moves or whatever. But I think they've really bought into, caring more about the team than just themselves. And the way we practice every day is probably, the next biggest factor. And our guys compete really, really hard. They hold each other accountable. They let the coaching staff hold them accountable. And they just show up to work. And that's where, the success comes from. And practices are super intense. They're focused on, game by game, each game at a time. And we're just trying to improve every day. And I think that over the season, they've become a much more connected group, and they trust each other on both ends of the floor. And you can kind of see that when they play that, our defensive effort has been good. And offensively, I thought we've shared the ball really well this year so far. And a lot of that starts, with them being excited about each other's success and liking when, their teammate has a good game or they do something well, and they celebrate each other in that when that happens. And, when you watch us play, I think you guys have all seen, guys celebrating their teammates, making extra passes, and sometimes sacrificing, what could be great for, them, but sacrificing that for the good of the group. And I think they just, they've loved the challenges so far, and we know there's expectations. And I think it just, instead of, feeling pressure of keeping it going with a perfect season, we see it as an opportunity. And we've kind of tried to embrace adversity, especially lately, and, just try to do well in all of the competitive situations that we're in, whether it's games, practices, whatever it is. And I think that's what makes this team special.
As we're talking to Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Keady on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA-KRLS. You're a first-year coach with this team, but not new to this team. You've been with the, you've literally seen these guys and even coached some of these guys on the JV level. How did you get the buy-in? Was it hard, or was it, okay, coach, we know who you are. Let's just go with this and see where it takes us.
No, it's been very, seamless. They're great kids, and they just want to win at the end of the day, and they want to do it together. And they've realized that if they do things the right way, it's a lot of fun. And so the buy-in has been easy, and I just greatly appreciate everybody that's been a part of it, from, parents to assistant coaches to administration that's worked with us with things throughout the year. And obviously the coverage that we've gotten from you and others, that it just has made this year a very special year.
Let's talk about, the preparation for Mount Pleasant. I mean, their record is what it is. That's why they're the 8th seed. But just looking at their bound scores on their schedule, they've been relatively competitive in most of their games. They've been blown out a time or two, but it's not like, some teams where, oh my gosh, this team loses every game by 40. This is not a good team. This isn't really a bad team. They just, I guess, had a lot of bad luck, if you will.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, I mean, we know our record resets now, and it's, win or go home. And so the only thing that matters is next game in front of us, and that's Mount Pleasant. We're completely locked in on them. We know that they're a tough, well-coached team, and we're going to have to play our best basketball from here on out to keep moving forward. And so, we're definitely just trying to, take it one game at a time and not think about anything beyond this first game. And that, it kind of goes back to our approach all season long, has just been to take it one day and one practice. And, sometimes in these close games, one possession at a time, and we can't change that mindset now. And we just want to, try to keep being the team that plays really, really hard and plays smart, and obviously most importantly plays together. And so we've tried to have that be our identity, and that's what's going to give us our best chance to win. But yeah, at the same time, like I said before, we're just really trying to enjoy this. And I mean, for a lot of these guys, hitting the playoffs now and this time of year is, the moments that these kids have dreamed about as a player, big games and high stakes, and just the opportunity to show up and compete. And yeah, we definitely don't shy away from that. We've tried to embrace it.
What does Mount Pleasant do? What are some things that you're going to have to take away, or what, have you seen that maybe concerned you a little bit?
They've obviously got some talented players, and they've got some size. We're really going to need to stay disciplined on the defensive end, and getting into their tape without being super specific, we definitely want to take away their strengths, make them do things that they would be uncomfortable with. But at the end of the day, we want to play our brand of basketball, and tough defense, and bring great energy from start to finish, no matter who's in there. And then obviously offensively, we're just going to have to, execute at a high level and play with some unselfishness, and kind of trust each other as we move the ball, and know that, we're tough to guard individually, but much tougher as a group. And so just trying to make the right play one pass at a time, and have to keep our composure. The playoffs, there's much higher stakes, and tensions can get high, and there's going to be tough moments with runs and different types of momentum swings, and we're going to have calls that some go our way, some don't, and we've tried to talk about a lot about responding with our play and not just reacting with our body language or our voices. And so that's the mindset we definitely have to carry into this one.
And of course, you have had some injury issues as of late, but you figured out a way to get around that. Without Caden Smith, I thought Tristan Stevenson is going to come in there. You give up some size, but boy, you don't give up much when in hustle and just all out determination to get the ball. And Tristan's really done the job for you the last few games.
Yeah, Tristan's a super kid. He's so coachable, and he has such a good attitude. I don't think he's ever probably said one cross word to the coaches or his teammates. And so everybody loves him. Everybody's rooting for him. And he plays really, really hard all the time. And he's the type of kid that knows he can't, get away with being 6'5", 6'6", whatever, and being super athletic and make up for some of the mistakes. He knows he has to bring it and do the right things and be super disciplined and fundamental in what he does. And so, yeah, we've been really impressed with him, as along with the other guys that have stepped up as well. So,
all right. Well, the best luck to you on Monday. We will be there, obviously. Game 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip on 95.3 KNIA. Coach, we'll see you Monday.
Thanks so much, Derek.
That's Joel Keating, Knoxville Boys basketball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA KRLS.